Chub Step.
Creating the OIF Dungeon.
Steed.
Chub Step.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the king of the jungle.
And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Who's in charge? Me or the devil? I think I'm in charge. The Crumbelievable.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And the show has started.
And Jay's back, baby.
Jay's back. Even though it only seemed like 1 week because we did a two-part episode and then Banks is on last week.
Yes, that's true. Oh, yeah.
It's
you
been
had
longer
an extended,
than that in reality.
You had an extended vacation.
I wouldn't call it a vacation. But yeah, it's. You guys did. Actually, you can hear that now. I did have a. Well, I didn't have a baby. My wife had a baby.
And the people. They're ecstatic.
Yeah, everybody's going crazy. Everybody's going crazy. Mostly him. He's crying a lot. and stuff like that.
Well, did you have a garage you can put him in for this show?
Yeah, exactly. we thought he wasn't going to come early at all. We thought that he was going to be like on the due date. We thought it was going to be like she was going to get
that's delusional.
Kind of well, that's what our doctor basically told us. Yeah, our doctor was like, no, that's not like there's not really. It's not really going to happen before the due date. And turns out that was not the case. So like Friday, I woke up for work one day. The baby ends up, she goes in labor like late that night. The baby doesn't come until like 6 a.m. the next day. So at this point I've been up for like 24 hours straight. And then the baby comes and the baby's just like, doesn't know what day or night is. And when you're staying in a hospital, they do this thing where they don't time anything. Like there's people that are there to like check on the wife. There's the different people that are check on the baby and
nobody checks on the husband.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's
true.
Messed up.
We all know that labor is harder on the men than the women. We all know that. Everybody
it
knows
is.
That. But other than that, so they don't coordinate at the same time. So they don't ever like, like basically as soon as one person stops, let me lower my hand here. Okay. So it's basically as soon as like the one person comes in, they do whatever they're doing and leave. You're like, okay, I can sleep for maybe I got a few hours. I can sleep for a couple of minutes. 30 minutes later, somebody else comes in. You literally would just stay at the hospital. You never have more than it seems like 45 minutes before somebody else is in there. So it's just constant people coming in. Even if you put like a do not disturb, they put like a thing on the door. If you want to do not disturb, they just ignore that.
That's just rude.
Yes. So I would say basically in like three between like a Friday and a Sunday, I probably had like a total of 4 hours of sleep. And that's including like sleeping for 30 minutes here, 20 minutes there, 30 minutes there. It was a long
and
process.
How much did that baby sleep? Probably more than that.
More than that. For sure more than that. For sure more than that. Yeah.
And Amy probably slept more than that.
Yes. Barely.
She had a bed though. Did you get a bed?
I had a couch that kind of flipped into a flat couch.
That doesn't sound very luxury. Labor is harder on men.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I would say it was better than it could have been worse. The couch was not the worst thing. It basically like it folded so I you know, of course, I was longer than this couch, so I had to curl up on it. But it could have been worse. The sleep, I was not like upset by the arrangements for that. There was a whole issue that happened during the labor that I won't go into the details, but basically to the point where the hospital came to basically apologize to us with how they handled certain things multiple times.
Lawsuit. Yeah.
It
wasn't that's all
the,
I hear.
Yeah, exactly. I get Chub Step Ace on the
phone. Shamrock. Riding
but it was
dirty.
Just, yeah, it was kind of a disaster. a lot of it. So it was not a great experience. The labor part, the days after that were brutal, but were fine. And then, yeah, since that time, it's just, yeah, I took 2 weeks off work and they weren't, yeah, definitely not a vacation. I mean, it was, you know, like, I get through all the Harry Potter series, which I was inspired by you guys doing your debate, you and Jack. I did do that.
Yeah, the movie or the...
The movies. I watched, okay. I didn't have time to read all the books. And that would be insane. I did watch all the movies all the way through again. And yeah, it was good to hear a lot of your points you guys made then were still valid watching the movie.
Yeah.
There's even more plot holes in the movie, which I was texting Jack about after.
Well, the movies are full of plot holes.
Yeah, exactly. Because they just leave out a lot of stuff and yeah, they don't say things incorrectly or whatever.
Don't care at all.
But yeah, it's basically a lot of, you know, all the stuff they typically say with the Get a New Parent stuff. Not a lot of sleep.
I don't get that. Like, what else is your baby doing?
You know, it's not that he doesn't sleep. He sleeps just at the wrong times.
Well, keep him awake then.
Well, when he's awake, he's just crying.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not so fun.
AirPods. Not so fun.
It's hard to do a podcast. I did actually get this nice set of, these are noise canceling headphones.
Yeah, exactly. So you put those on, put them in the back room.
Yeah.
Then keep like an alarm going.
Yeah.
Just bring, so he can't fall asleep. And then when it's nighttime, he's going to be so tired. You just turn the alarm off. He'll go right to sleep. You never even have to see him.
I mean, it's foolproof. The problem is you need both people involved in agreement on this. And I have a feeling the other parties would not be so involved with that.
Yeah. Well, Jared, I did do some research on changes to your body that are going to happen because you're a first-time father.
Okay, good. Let's hear these.
Well, essentially, your testosterone, it's already gone. It's just dropping. It's gone. Yeah. Your testosterone's dropping like by, I can't find the percentage. I'm going to say like 95%. Probably.
95%. Okay.
And this is basically to make sure you don't, you know, biologically, so you don't like beat up your wife while she's pregnant or beat up the kid. So it, nature like calms you.
So what happens if somebody breaks into the house and I need to beat them up?
Yeah, you're fucked.
Oh, no.
Is there a way I can combat this? Do some push-ups or what could I do to boost my testosterone?
You got to do roids. You got to start taking steroids. Okay. Even if you don't like, you know, do a huge amount and like bulk up, you just got to take them. And even if you're not working out.
I feel like I could take some of those pills in the gas station bathroom.
Those work too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but
I just got to find one of those.
They might leave you with a erection lasting longer than 4 hours.
As long as I can protect my family, that's all I care about.
Yeah, you will be able to. Yeah. Anybody that comes in, doesn't matter who, all you're going to see is red. You're going to attack. Mailman, doesn't matter.
Perfect.
He's done.
Perfect. Yeah.
Also, your brain is going to change in its chemistry.
Okay, better or worse?
It's just going to make you a bitch.
Shut up!
All I found is that it's like crazy. Your whole brain is just going to change and kind of make you a little bitch boy.
Become like a beta?
Yeah, you're going to become a beta. You're going to become nurturing and...
Oh, no.
Yeah, because, well, back in like the 60s, it showed that men, new fathers spent an average of like 30 minutes a day raising their child. Which is just ridiculously low.
Yeah.
Newborn baby, 30 minutes, I'm done. I'm out. Then it went up to an hour by like the 2000s.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's growing. So now, I mean, you're probably at what, an hour 45?
Hour 10, hour 5, hour 10. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's still growing, but you know, you spend that time with the baby and your brain chemistry is going to change. So you got to do some man stuff. Probably go to a man camp.
Okay. That could be a good man camp. Yeah. Going back to that.
Just to get back into your manly self. Don't lose it.
I'm trying to think what's like the most manly thing I could be doing.
Like I'm in still, your apartment, like at home?
Well, or just going somewhere, things like that, if I'm just trying to restore myself.
So I could, when you take the baby on walks ever, you put it in a little stroller. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attack you. I'm going to try and take that baby.
Okay.
I'm going to put a ski mask on. I'm going to attack you and like a crazed man.
Okay.
Who just wants babies. And I'm going to say that I want babies. I need the baby.
Okay.
And then I'll attack and you have to fight me off.
Okay. So that would definitely work, kind of like a scenario in Mr. Deeds where he fakes a robbery. They fake a robbery so he can kind of do the damsel in distress thing. So he can save this girl. Like, she fakes the robbery, I guess.
Yeah, except this is real. Jared, okay, if I win, I'm taking the baby.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But I'll raise it right. So that's, like, why you would sign up for this, because I'll still raise the baby good.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense. I'm just trying to think of other spots also for, like, where only guys are at. So, like, maybe I could do a... typically gun ranges, mostly males.
Yeah, you could bring the baby to the gun range too.
Well, I don't have to bring the baby to these things, right? They're just for
Your time. Yeah, you could gun range, demolition derbies.
Yep.
That would get the juices flowing. Gay bars are actually like testosterone in there is crazy.
So maybe that'd be a good spark.
You gotta either stab yourself as the alpha.
Yeah.
Or you're the beta.
Yeah.
And the betas are on bottom. You want to be the alpha in that situation big time.
Okay. So that'd be a good place to start, because I do live pretty close to a lot of gay bars. So,
yeah. That's not surprising.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So I'll do that. Anything else I need to know from my body changes?
I think your body changes, that's basically it. I remember I saw a list of tips, but it's gone. It's off my page. So, I'm not giving you any tips.
I wanted to congratulate you and Banks on a beautiful love story that you guys told last week. I don't think there was enough kind of emphasis on that, because in the end, that's kind of what this is. It's a love story.
It was a love story.
Yeah. So I called the episode "Till Death Do Us Not Part." I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
Yeah. So that was a good. Yeah. If people have not heard that, episode 453, the true crime episode, was good.
Yeah, that was fun. Banks is always fun to have on.
Yeah, I did like him not knowing actually what the story was. I thought he was going to be.
I didn't tell him.
Oh, nice! I like that. Perfect. So, Steve, what are some other things you want to get to here?
Okay, we got a close neighbor of Tanzania.
Oh.
Angola news.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. This stuff always is so interesting to me, because it's absolutely insane that it happens in the year 2024.
Well, just to be fair, this is on the opposite side of Africa.
Okay, well, it's closer than...
Than here.
Here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's only one country separating the two. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, and it is... don't tell me. I know it. Country is Nigeria.
No, it's either... You could either go with Democratic Republic of Congo or Zambia.
Oh, it's southeast then.
Tanzania is on the far east coast. Angola is on the far west coast.
Oh. Okay. I've always liked the name Democratic People's Republic of the Congo.
Yeah.
By the way, that's one of my favorite country names, because DRC. they made it long.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they couldn't come up with a better. Yeah. I completely.
This is a Democratic People's Republic of the Congo.
They on Google, it just says Democratic Republic of Congo now. They might have gotten rid of the people's part of it.
I like the people, so.
Yeah. They
Unless a dictator took over or something. That's
true. That might have been what happened.
Okay, so Angola.
Yeah.
50 people. 50.
Yep.
Died after an anti-witchcraft ritual proved them all to be witches.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
That's a
so this shit keeps happening. Sometimes they're like pro witchcraft. Sometimes they're anti-witchcraft, but this was an anti-witchcraft situation. 50 people suspected of being witches or sorcerers. They were made to drink a mysterious liquid, which proves if you're a witch or if you're not a witch.
Okay.
So if you're a witch, you die. And the liquid proves that because only witches are like get affected by it.
Okay.
If you survive, you're innocent.
So it's some sort of poison.
Yep. No, it's just literal poison.
Okay. So this is very Salem witch trial-y type of thing, right? Where it's like if you sink, you know, yeah, like if, the sink if and you, float thing like that.
Yeah, if you sink, you're innocent. If you sink in the water and drown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they did it wrong because they should have made it if you survive, then you're a witch.
Oh, with this. Oh, yeah, no, completely agree. The poison stuff.
But then it makes them look bad.
Yeah. Okay, so how did they get into why they thought these people were witches?
No, just they suspected witches.
Yeah.
Yeah, tradition. They have some traditional healers, I guess, that make the brew. And they just, it's a bunch of guys just thought 50 people might be sorcerers or witches. And they're like, hey, you got to drink this, prove you're not. And then all of them died.
What is so bad about witches? I guess that's the main thing. Because like,
well, they put curses on stuff.
Well, do they have to always be bad? Like Harry Potter is kind of like a wizard witches, right? There's some of them are doing good stuff.
Yeah, some of them. Other ones like Voldemort are trying to take over the world. Kill Cedric Diggory.
I just feel like they're making these judgments of the witches like an all-encompassing thing. And really, you should kind of figure out, first of all, are you a witch or not? Yes or no? And then if you are, what are you doing with your powers? Like, maybe they should be taking advantage of that and getting themselves like a nice car.
Yeah, or like more cheap, they could lower the prices of cooking oil
cashews, or get some more cashews or something that they, yeah,
good cashew harvest.
That's what I would be doing. I wouldn't be assuming they're bad and wanting to kill them right away.
I wouldn't either. I would have a sit down talk and say, hey, witch, are you like the people come to your hut and you read their fortune type, or are you the like people come to your hut and you eat their kids, put them in the oven, Hansel and Gretel style?
That exactly. And that's what I would just want to clarify. So all these people died, Steve, and were the repercussions for the people that made them drink this?
No, doesn't look like it.
Okay. And these people willingly took this drink? Like, I guess they weren't like forced at gunpoint to try this witch brew.
So the details on this are basically just people got forced to drink this drink and that's it. And like, I guess the police are involved because like the police said like in a press conference, yeah, all these people died because they drank this thing. And, it is a Catholic colony.
Okay. I see they do not have laws against witchcraft, so communities have to deal with the issues as they see fit.
Yeah, so that's a big problem. The government should really step in at some point and, I don't know, pardon all the witches?
Yeah.
Or just, like, do we have laws against witchcraft in America? Is that a thing we have to worry about? No. Like, what if somebody was like, hey, he's a witch? I guess they'd probably just go to jail for murder if they made me drink poison, but...
I don't know if we're... Like, are we just kind of ignoring the witch problem? Maybe us at America are just kind of like, maybe it is a bigger problem
that than we realize, and
we're just kind of ignoring it.
Yeah, we could have been taken over after Salem witch trials. Like, they might have won. Changed the history books.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we got it out of our system then, or maybe, like, maybe we're ignoring it, and it's a bit bigger problem than I realize.
Like, yeah, I'll go to a church and just ask him. I'll just frantically shake the priest while he's in the middle of his thing, and I'll go, are witches here? Are they here?
Where's the witch? And witches, they're using witches as the term for males and females, right?
Sorcerer is... There were witches and sorcerers involved in this.
Okay, a sorcerer is a male, not a warlock.
Yeah, I think a warlock is a different thing. I imagine warlocks have like longer fingers.
And warlocks are fine.
You're good if you're a warlock.
Okay.
Because they can't prove it. That's the only thing.
Okay. It's interesting. Yeah, it's not exactly Taz's idea, but you're right, Steve. It's in the realm of I'll accept it.
And this happens every one or two years.
Yeah.
It's like 50 people died, or it's like, hey, some village rounded up a bunch of albino kids and ate them.
Yeah,
and it's like, what the hell is going on? Just stop.
Yeah, I know it does seem like a different. You're right, see, it doesn't seem like 2024 when we're hearing these stories.
If Cooge Magic went over there and did some freaking close up magic tricks on these guys, they'd make him drink the poison.
Instantly. Next time we talk to Cooge, we're gonna tell him. What? Do not go to Africa.
Don't go to Angola.
Don't go to Angola. Don't go to Tanzania. Avoid like Central Africa. I'm worried. Yeah, you're right. It would blow people's minds, and he would definitely have to take this thing. But maybe he'd have some sort of magic trick to make it seem like he's drinking it.
Oh, he could swap it out or something.
I see he did like a wine bottle switch one time I saw. So maybe that's what he would do.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
I do see something. In 2009, Pope Benedict told Catholics not to practice sorcery and witchcraft. So.
Yeah, he really screwed these 50 people on that when he said that.
Yeah, you're right. If he would have gone there and said, hey, it's fine, whatever, then they probably wouldn't have been like, think it's such a big deal.
Yeah, that guy, I think he was a dick pope. New pope is better. Oh, no, new pope is, he's getting everybody pissed because he's letting gay people get married.
He's making a few.
I'm saying when I say people, that's who I'm talking about. Because I remember we read the comment section on like Pope blesses gay people, and then the comments were just like, "God damn it!"
Yeah, some
no
super extreme people. He's upsetting.
I was like insane. I think
majority of the people are pretty happy with it. Okay. Well, that's good. Any other part of that story, Steve?
No, it's just ridiculous. And don't be a witch, or I'll make you drink this. I'm making the brew myself. I'm the one who sends it there. So I'll find you.
There we go. Steed, one thing, this is kind of baby adjacent. So a lot of times in movies or TV shows, you'll see something where somebody has to break into they got to go kill somebody in the hospital, right? Somebody's like in the thing, they have to break into the hospital, pretend like they are a doctor there, and then walk into the patient's room and shoot them or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's varying reasons in TV shows and movies that somebody breaks in the hospital. What I've realized, if you want to go do that, it's actually easier than what television or film makes it seem.
It seems like you just walk in murder.
Let's ignore even the murder part. At least at the hospital I was at, there was no security at all. You could just walk in willy-nilly and just go to wherever you want. Like, you don't need to put on a lab coat. Like, they just don't care.
You look cool, though. It might raise more suspicion, because I assume most of the doctors at a hospital know the other doctors. How many can there be?
Yeah, no, I know. Maybe you got to figure out how to be like, wear some sort of doctor supervisor hat.
Lead doctor from out of town.
Yeah, yeah. And put some sort of like some European flag like sash around you so that people think you're foreign there.
Yeah, that won't draw any attention.
Exactly.
I'm a Swedish plumber. I'm here to fix your pipes. That's good. That's a good accent.
Exactly. But the point of it is like a lot of times the movies, TV shows, they make it seem like a big deal to like try to blend in and try to get in these hospitals to do something bad. You can just do it.
You just walk in.
I found it to be alarmingly easy to walk into the hospital or whatever.
If I had known that, I would have just came and visited the baby right when it came out.
You could have. We actually had a scenario where Chubstep Matt thought he was visiting. It's miscommunication between him and my sister. They were coming to visit the baby. He thought we were still at the hospital. We were at my house at this point. So he showed up to come visit us, and he showed up to the hospital. We were already at our house.
Oh my gosh.
My sister asking where. It's definitely probably more on my sister's fault in not communicating where we were.
That's funny.
She was at the hospital and we're back at our house.
Gosh.
So yeah. So he could get in there. He was asking around and found out we weren't there, but
yeah. Well, you should have gotten a disguise.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would have been in.
Exactly. Is there something else you want to get to, Steve?
I just want to say my mustache is coming back for the summer.
I did notice that.
You noticed. Are you glad to see it again?
I always was a big fan, but I don't know if it's for me, if it's for other people.
Okay, so I have the mustache because I like the mustache.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people tell me, hey, great mustache. And then other people tell me that's disgusting. you rapist, pervert. And I'm like, what? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm not a pervert. I'm not a perverted guy. I'm just here, existing, trying to live my life.
There is no quicker way for people to think that you are diddling kids than by writing a song about it.
So yeah, I don't know.
I'm a normal, cool dude.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's like, maybe it's just me overall that gives off the vibes, and then the mustache gives them an outlet to take it out on. Because normally people couldn't just look at me and be like, you pervert, you're disgusting pervert. Because then I'd be like, what? I'm just...
Exactly.
I'm at Walmart, like,
yeah,
shopping for, you know, ladies' shoes. Leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. But, so what if I wore ladies' shoes?
If I have the mustache, it really gives them a target.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I don't know how long I'll keep it. Because it gets big. It gets like real big and burly.
You'll know. When you get enough complaints, you'll know that's the time.
They come pretty quick.
Yeah.
But I think it's just more directed at me. So I might keep it.
Yeah. So I want to talk about Seed this. I was driving past a billboard. I guess a billboard. Or it was a bus sign, I guess. And it was about this. It was an ad for Vision. So I wasn't sure what it was exactly for. Maybe like, I don't know if a Vision place or not, but it was about this guy named Eric Weinmayer. He was the first blind person to ever summit Mount Everest.
What's now, the point?
That's kind of what I was getting at. it's interesting. Like, it's cool to do it. I understand the concept of like, it's awesome to do something where you're limited and have, you know, something that disability makes it much harder for you to do something, and you still overcome that to climb the tallest mountain, where, you know, thousands of people have died trying to climb this thing, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's more of a safety hazard than cool.
I could see that perspective from him being like, I'm not going to let this stop me from wanting to climb things. But at the same time, I'm like, what is, well, you and me are both in perspective of like, I don't really get the whole climbing thing to begin with.
Oh God, no. Like, yeah, we climbed a mountain and guess what? It's a safe mountain. You're not going to die going up. You look up and you're like, oh cool, the views. Freaking Everest. Hell no, you idiot. What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't get it in general, but especially like, my assumption is the point of climbing to the top, and this is where I'd want to hear his perspective. The point of climbing top is typically, I would think, to see like the view and stuff like that. And if you can't do that, what is the just to say you did it? I guess I don't know. That's why I'm curious what his thought was. But when I saw that, I was just like, that's kind of an interesting, I don't know. I just didn't understand.
It's like if a deaf guy won the record for listening to a Britney Spears song for the most times on repeat.
Yeah, and you'd be like, okay, directed a deaf guy directed the New York Symphony or something.
Yeah, I think that might have happened before, actually.
It's possible. But it's just, I'd be like, okay, that's cool. That's really cool that you could do this, but what is the purpose of that? because it's like, yeah, you
the can't purpose fully... was probably just endangering everybody around him like times 10. Because if he like can't see and he slips or something, then everybody else is like, you know, maybe he tumbles into somebody, breaks their leg. Guess what? They're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the Sherpa is dead. It's a national outrage.
I know probably everybody that listening to this knows this, but it's like everything I ever hear about Everest is like the people always get the credit for going to the top, but it's like the Sherpas that do like everything.
Sherpas do all the work. That's why it's like not even cool. Cause it's like, it's one thing if you go by yourself and you're like, all right, I'm going to climb this. Like that show, The Alpinist, was it The Alpinist? Yeah. Where the dude just like, he's like, oh, fucking ice wall, I'll climb that. I don't give a shit.
Or Free Solo.
Free Solo. That was the one.
Yeah, that guy's insane. Yeah.
Yeah, like that kind of climbing is really impressive. Climbing in a rope chain of 15 guys with $20,000 of equipment on you to just say you like climbed Everest, it makes you like a person with a 13.2 sticker on the back of their car. You freaking
true. Dweeb. It's kind of a try hard move. It's kind of like I wasn't appreciated enough as a child, and now I have to. So what I have to do basically for my kid now is to just tell him he's good, so that he doesn't feel the need to climb.
Yeah, Everest. Climb Mount Everest like a fool, and everyone looks at him like, okay, why'd you do that?
Oh, great, you survived. So, Steve, a similar thing. I think I talked to you this off the air, but if I talk to this on Chubstep, stop me. But there's that free diving. There was this Netflix documentary that came out recently that was about free diving. And free diving is just the most ridiculous thing in the world. So it's basically diving as deep as you can without scuba equipment on or any sort of breathing apparatus.
The guys that do it to like spearfish and swim at reefs and stuff, that looks really cool.
Cool. Yep.
But when you're just like, I'm going to go 300 feet down.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it's this like... is. That's the one I'm talking about. These are basically people that are going down for minutes at a time. And they're going down, hundreds of feet. And they use, you hit a certain point where you actually don't need to kick with your feet because you just get in a free fall.
Yeah.
Because your like lugs have compressed so much and they're like compressed in your body so much. So you actually can just like, you won't float back to the top. You will continue to sink, which is insane. So they basically follow a little rope going all the way down until they grab a little tag at the bottom. And then they go up once they've grabbed that tag, and they keep trying to go lower and lower. They try to see how low they can go. And a constant thing that happens in these competitions, like this happens constantly, is that they black out as they get close to the top. And so there has to be rescue divers that are like close to them, but that are also free divers. They can't be scuba divers because they have to go down, because scuba divers can only go, you get the bends if you go down too fast and go up too fast. You don't get the bends if you just do it in one breath.
Yeah.
But you do, if you're at a scuba equipment. So they actually, the free divers have, like the guys that rescue program have to be free divers that are rescuing, which is risky in itself. But so they constantly go up. And so basically once you reach the top after you've reached your goal, assuming you grab the tag, you have to, for like a minute or two, you have to stand there and like look around and like, they have to like, you have to repeat stuff back to them and all this kind of stuff. And if you do that, that's when you win. Because a lot of times they'll come up and they'll be like, their heads will be shaking and they'll be like, whatever. And like, and they know, okay, yeah. But if I revive them within 2 minutes, they won't get permanent brain damage.
Oh, that's good.
so they like know this thing, but this is just like a common, like this happens all the time. It's like, I would say it's like a rolled ankle in football or something, or like what's a common injury in football, you know, like.
Yeah. Their goal is to swim. They're risking permanent brain damage or death so that they can swim deeper.
Yeah.
Which has zero practical use for anything ever.
It is just, again, similar to climbing in nowadays society. It's just more to say you did it. At least, I mean, I guess these are both could be a workout, but again, you wouldn't, not to the way they're doing this, right? So they go down. Oh. Yeah, it'd be like pitch black at a certain depth. And they're hanging on the little rope. They go back up. And sometimes they do things where they're like, when they get a little crazy and where people die even more is like when they try to dive like underneath things, you know, like, oh, I'm going to go underneath this cavern underneath the ground or underneath this wall underneath the, you know, that's not on their normal ropes and stuff like that. they die because a lot of the go confident, right? The ones that go really deep and then they do things and,
yeah, like, you know, oh, it's fine. Oh, God, like, I'm stuck on a rock.
Uh-oh. Exactly. So that kind of stuff. It's just one of the most wild. If you watch this free diving documentary about Netflix, I mean, like, it's pretty intense. It's too much. It's too much for me. I just like a casual swim when it's hot out.
Yeah, with a little snorkel, maybe.
Sure.
If you're feeling wild.
And to your point, Seed, like, it would be cool to have a good amount of breath skill to be able to do. I've done spearfishing before. But I was limited. My ability was limited by the amount I could hold my breath.
Yeah, you can go down for like 10 seconds and you're like,
yeah, okay. And then I was struggling. And I did catch a fish, but it was a flounder and it was already on the ground. You know, it was like along the base. So that was
those are good fish, though.
It was a good fish. Was it too small to really enjoy? Yes.
Oh, God.
But I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, I was just whatever.
So that's one practical thing for it. I don't really know another practical use.
At the depths they go, there's none. Yeah. Unless somebody's like, oh shit, I dropped my phone. And then some guy's like, oh, I got it. Yeah. I've been training my whole life for this.
Yes, exactly. Or they could just get the scuba equipment and go down there and have more time to look for it and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Found it. That was easy. And oh, there's Jerry's body because he jumped in, tried to free solo dive this thing 400 feet down in pitch black, exactly. And he's dead.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up there, Steed. People email the show at chubstep.podcast@gmail.com. Rate the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to the show. And check us out on YouTube. We get those up. Again, they're a couple weeks after they come out on here, but they get up eventually.
Yeah, just watch them. Put them on in the background.
Yeah, people don't, you know, we don't get a lot of viewers on YouTube. But the content's up there, and I think it's a little more fun than just listening to us.
Yeah, it's fun. Watch the Steed show. We got to do another. Maybe. I'm going to be in Virginia next week. 2 weeks.
Okay, Steed maybe show. 2 or 3 weeks we'll get a Steed show going. I like it. Perfect.
We're going to get wasted.
New shows every Thursday. The show has ended. Be gone.
Now you know you got to go.
Peace. This is Yasin.